producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, BK lands a Halloween Whopper. Oh boy, is it a Whopper. Reminds me of my childhood, but in a different shade of, we'll get to it in a moment. That's where we start tonight's Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, streaming live through our syndicator, GCN, NaturalNewsRadio.com, and beyond. Glad you're with me next couple of hours. I want to give you a heads up before I dive headlong in. Well, you know, I don't want to dive into the Whopper story just yet. I'll get there. And even when I do get there, I promise you, you won't want to dive into it either. But we have to cover it. This is what we do for you. Another great homeoprophylaxis discussion tonight on the air. From Dallas, Texas, we met Dr. Harry van der Zee. He's from the Netherlands. And this thing got so good, I invited Paul Barrettiero to come in on it, and it's fantastic. Extraordinary things they're doing with homeopathic medicine in Africa related to AIDS, abject immune collapse, and malaria. Oh, my gosh. All the things you're not supposed to know. According to the WHO, you can't do that. We're going to do it tonight on the show. So get ready for that. Let's see what else. We got questions of the day related to petroleum-based vitamins and breakthrough cancer treatments for breast cancer that are not anywhere mentioned in breakthrough articles in the mainstream news. 866-939, if you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-2355. First up, before we go into the Whopper, we go to the Oregon shooting, Christopher Mercer. And I projected that he would, I don't know if projecting is not the right word, predicted maybe, but I mean it already had happened. But to say, inevitably, this guy's going to be found that he was on psychiatric medications of some kind or some kinds. And I was right when I said, based on what I read of the descriptions, that he was vaccine injured. He was Asperger's. This is not an indictment that everybody who has Asperger's is going to be a violent shooter. No, it is just indicative of the psychiatric treatment or path he was led down. And there's an article here in Natural News. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You want to check it out. Headline, yet another psych drug shooter, Oregon gunman Christopher Mercer, was taking five types of medication, likely vaccine damage within the autism spectrum disorder. And this is the discussion that is not happening. The president made no mention of it. There was one state, one representative somewhere that called for hearings as to these psychiatric drugs and their relationship to shootings. But there are plenty of articles and plenty of websites that have dedicated their years on the web to detailing and cataloging every one of these mass shootings to show that psychiatric drugs played a part. Now, the New York Times had said, and I think I referenced this before, Mercer's mother opened up about her difficulties raising a son who used to bang his head against the wall. She said that both she and her son struggled with Asperger's syndrome. And how will I say this? The banging your head against the wall. Dr. Andrew Wakefield was with us this weekend at the Homeoprophylaxis Seminar in Dallas. And there's a new video he's got that he's producing coming out. And it's brutal just to watch the what these kids have been put through who have been vaccine injured. And many of them, they're beating their heads to try and beat themselves into submission, subconsciousness, unconsciousness, because of the pain they feel gastrointestinally. The GI inflammation, pain, and damage is just, it's brutal. In some cases, it's unlivable. And I remember having a lot of GI damage in my younger years with a lot of pain. Thankfully, I never took the self-injury to counteract it. Of course, we did medical drugs, antibiotics, non-steroidal, I mean, all kinds of painkillers, the things I was on. But this gun issue, it's not the gun. It's never the gun. The gun is not the cause of gun deaths. Somebody has to pull the trigger. But there were medical issues here. Asperger's clearly, or some form of autism spectrum based on vaccine injury, is clear in my mind that this happened to this young man as a young boy. And then we go on and on in the realm of revelations here. I won't even get into the racial undertones and overtones because his mother was black, his father was white, CNN wanted to make him look white. We can go there, but I just don't think it's necessary. The real, you know, the bias of the media and what story they're trying to sell. But from the New York Times, here's a quote: consoling another parent seeking help with disruptive behavior by an autistic child, Ms. Harper said that her own son was, among other things, a headbanger when he was younger and was initially given a misdiagnosis of attention deficit disorder. And according to this, Christopher Harper was also taking at least 5 types of pills. And when you know the pills of the psychiatric profession to treat these kind of disorders, they are mind-altering. They alter the governor on behavior. And if you have a suicidal or homicidal tendency, it's one thing to stay a tendency. It's another to be acted out upon. In a post, he even said, Christopher Harper at one point says, I have a pill bottle with like 5 types of pills mixed in. I don't know which ones are the sleep aids. So I just took 4 of each. Super Don, how many times have we covered even sleeping pills? And evidence showed that in their own side effects listed in their own drug inserts, violence, suicide, homicidal tendencies, sleep, doing things while you're still sleeping, these things could happen.
Too many times.
Far too many times.
Yeah, depending on who you ask, they would say, oh, but it's just a very rare occurrence. It's very rare. It's just one in a million.
Yeah. Remember that when it's your kid that's either the killer or the killed. And I don't mean to sound morbid or morose, but man, oh man, talk to the people who lost the lives of family members in this thing. And it's the same thing we've said with vaccination. If they, even if we gave them the one in a million, which is an outright lie, a fabrication, it's not validated.
Absolutely.
Even we gave them that. What about the one in a million? Do you care about that one in a million? No, that's just the price of business. In order to save a million, we got to kill one. No, that's not acceptable. And it's not even true. But you're not open enough to see that. Not you, the listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, but you know who I'm talking to in the figurative sense. So anyway, I think we were right. We've got a video coming out, hopefully tonight or tomorrow morning on Epic Times, to discuss this issue. Even prior to getting this latest information, we were on the right track. You're going to see that at Epic Times. Our good friend Jerry Doyle hosts that. So are you ready to go dive into a Whopper?
A Whopper?
A Whopper of, oh my gosh. Everybody remembers, if you're old enough, 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Very good.
But you do remember. I remember that. I'm a child of that.
Yeah, except you were going very slow when you did that. You have to do it fast.
I wanted to make sure people understood what I was saying.
No. 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
And something green in the potty after you're
Wait
done.
Wait a minute. No, I don't remember that.
That wasn't. That's a new part we had to add. Remember the black Whopper, right? And this is not a racial Whopper. It's not a pigmented Whopper. It is pigmented, but it's done through either A1 steak sauce or Lord knows what they're using to darken this Whopper bun.
We have some theme music for this.
We do not have theme music for this.
We do.
How is it possible? How is it possible we have theme music for this?
It is. Well, you know, listen, there's back in the day when that commercial was running, it was a little bit closer to that era of time when we were children, and we grew up watching this morning program called Sesame Street.
Okay.
Did you watch Sesame Street when you were a kid?
Of course.
Okay. All right. And there was a particular character on Sesame Street
right.
who had a song that I think is quite appropriate for this particular topic, this very timely story.
Let's see if we can play it now. All right.
It's not easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves.
Aww, or your poop. Poor poo-poo.
When I think it might be nicer being red or yellow or gold or...
No, just no.
Something much more colorful like that.
No. I was... Listen, I was the kid of the colorful poo. Don't you remember my story, Super Don? It isn't easy being pink or magenta, is the story.
You
know, that's what
it is. And if you play that and you're not paying too much attention, he might have said, it's not easy peeing green. But in this
peeing,
case,
yeah.
It's apparently, not easy, I guess, pooping. All too easy to poop green if you eat one of these black bun Whoppers that they come out for Halloween.
Yeah, somewhat surprisingly, Burger King patrons have said the burger actually looks pretty close to the ad, so they're going, hey, man, there it's truth in advertising, except...
So, hey, now, you have to admit, that's probably the first time that a food product from a fast food place looked like the photo, right?
That's true. So we're going to give Burger King props for being gross as they are on the commercial. But more surprisingly, the burger seems to come out the other end a bit of a different color. Thank you, Kermit. It isn't easy being green unless you eat a black bunned Whopper. Burger King's black bun Whopper is now causing people to tweet in that they're pooping green. Yesterday, here's Daniel Rodriguez tweets. Yesterday, I had the Halloween Whopper. Today, my poop is green. Yesterday was the last time I'll have the Halloween Whopper. And it's not just him. There's others. Toasty says, took like 3 days for my poop to stop being green. But in this case, it was totally worth it. Wow. Okay. Dear at Burger King, yesterday I ate a Halloween Whopper, and now the color of my poop is blue-green. Where's my brown poo? Thanks for the green poop. These are all tweets, real-life tweets. I ate a Halloween Whopper just to see if my poop turned green, and it did. It's apparently quite green. Super green, according to somebody. It was a bomb, though. People are loving green poo. No, this is not a good thing. Remember when I ate Frankenberry as a child? My poop turned pink or magenta. There's got to be some evidence of food coloring. What is altering the color of poop from brown to green? I know it's an indelicate topic, but we have to ask the question. Now, on the other hand, we are winning, and there's a Natural News article by Mike Adams today. Talks about the clean food wars. Your ability, not the Congress's ability, not government's ability to make the changes. Your ability saying, I'm unwilling to buy things with high fructose corn syrup or extra fluoride. I want to go organic is causing more companies to do that. To remove, for instance, the added fluoride in nursery water, which is disgusting that they ever did that, and the high fructose corn syrup in Capri Sun. Not that we are drinkers of Capri Sun. It's still, well, I won't even go into what it is. It's bad enough that we had to talk about green poo to open the show tonight, Super Don. Thank you very much.
Are you equating Capri Sun to green poo?
Well, if I drank high fructose corn syrup, well, no, theirs is not there, but the food coloring is. It might turn it a different color, a different day-glow color. All right, back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I want to welcome all our new listeners from the Holistic Oral Health Summit. Evidently, there are loads of you that downloaded that and enjoyed listening. I'm getting a lot of nice messages of thanks for my contribution to it. You know, Jonathan Landsman was on a couple of times. We talked about it. I think there's some kind of deal today. If you click on the link at robertscottbell.com, there's still a deal to get all of it if you want. And my apologies if your first show is us talking about green poop. No, we don't do that always, just sometimes. Just sometimes when Super Don insists. But
you know, I just have to say, over the break, yeah. We were yeah. taking a look at this article here on BuzzFeed about the black Whopper. And the black bun on the Whopper. It's not a black yeah. one. But anyway, they actually have a picture on the mm-hmm. article where it's grayed out, and if you click on the picture, it will reveal a photo, an actual photo.
I don't want to do
that. Somebody
this.
Took of no. What happened after they ate
listen,
the Whopper. Now, listen. I got to be fair here.
Yeah.
Patrick Bordoff.
Yes.
He clicked on the picture. He had the intestinal fortitude
right.
to click on the grayed out picture and did confirm that it is a picture of a green poop.
Right.
Now, I've challenged Robert Scott Bell to do this, and he has declined. He will not click on the picture.
Listen,
I haven't either. I got to be fair. I haven't either. I'm a little afraid to, but
yeah,
I don't know.
You going to do it? Are you going to do it?
Okay, I'm going to do it. All right.
All right, countdown. We'll both do it.
Here we go. Oh, you're going to do it too?
If you do it, I'll do it. All right. I don't want to do this.
All right. Here we go. Yeah. One,
yeah.
two, three.
Oh, no.
That's not so bad. It looks like Play-Doh.
Oh, yeah, but it's like, man, it's like the South Park guys did this. Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo has gone green.
Well, that would be appropriate for a Christmas Poo. Dude,
it would
green.
Be. Yeah,
that
no, is it, green. It is. And it isn't wheatgrass. There's no wheatgrass in that thing.
No.
If the cows ate grass, that's one thing. I don't even know if this comes from cows. How did they do this? What did they do to turn your elimination green?
Now,
somebody
you,
get.
That's interesting because it's black. Yeah. It's black
yeah.
food coloring.
Right.
Now,
if you eat Superdon, if you eat too much A1 steak sauce, does it turn your, you know what, green?
Honestly,
I can't remember
the last time I ate A1 steak
yeah,
sauce.
Yeah, but I'm saying, there's so much A1 steak sauce on the market, which they say that it colors their buns, that you would know if this would happen. So there's something weird going on. Yeah. Not that we would...
I don't
listen,
know.
I grew up on that stuff, it's no longer. So sorry to gross everybody out. Let's go to Nature's Apothecary to fight neglected diseases, shall we?
Let's do that, yes.
All right, we got two Time Magazine articles tonight, maybe three. But this one is interesting because it recognizes Nobel laureates and their pioneering contributions to the treatment of parasitic diseases. By the way, if you want discolored poo, you can get a nasty parasitic infection. You can discolor it all you want. And not that I'm saying you should go out and do that, but it's just not pleasant. Not pleasant at all. Not necessary. But again, it's usually not a sign of good health unless you're doing a wheatgrass enema that things come out green. On that end, I'm just being straight up honest with you about that.
Is there such a thing as a wheatgrass enema?
Yes, there is. You know, we haven't gone there, but this has forced me to bring that up. I'm not going to go there. Anyway, the 2015 Nobel Prize for Medicine or Physiology recognized three researchers who made pioneering contributions to the treatment of parasitic diseases, which affect tens of millions globally. I'm just saying that's the name, was recognized for her work on the anti-malarial drug artemisinin. A natural product derived from wormwood. Wormwood, by the way, is a wonderful substance that can kick parasitic tushy. I mean, literally, wipe those parasites out in your system with origins in ancient Chinese herbal medicine. And another one is co-recipients William Campbell and Satoshi Imura were cited for their research on a treatment for roundworm using a drug ivermectin, a derivative of a natural product found in soil bacteria. Now, what I'm going to say here is that it's interesting because the artemisinin are derived from what? Wormwood. You can get wormwood as a natural botanical, if you will, a natural herb, and you can utilize it safely. It doesn't require any patenting. But recognize that their acknowledgement of the basis for these drugs in nature could end up corrupting the youth of America who might think to use herbs instead of drugs. How irresponsible of Time Magazine for directing us away from chemically synthesized patent pharmaceutical medicine. Even in hinting, even in writing where are the skeptics on this, Superdon? Why aren't they writing and demanding a retraction to Time Magazine? How dare they?
They're too busy playing with bananas right now.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to the banana story. You're not going to go fall for the old banana in the tailpipe again, are you? Yeah, we just
speaking
might
of that,
have to.
There's
yeah.
a poop story. Oh, no, never
mind. Not another one. All right, when we come back, questions of the day coming up just for you.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentrations of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
My 15-year-old's all excited because we talked about poop, right? Isn't that the way it goes, Super Don? You got a teenager, oh, they said poop.
They said poop.
You know, and he says now, I got an idea, Dad, for Christmas, instead of putting up lights and decorations, we just do a big cardboard cutout of Mr. Hanky the Christmas poo and put it on our door. I'm like, no one's going to come over.
Idaho.
You remember that all too well.
I do.
These South Park fans out there with Super Don.
Man, oh man, what a wild story that is to open up. And also going back again on the Oregon shooting scenario, these Yahoo's claiming to be wanting to solve the problem by bringing up gun control, as if that has anything to do with it. And just have to say, these are people that are part of the problem, not any part of the solution. They want to keep you completely distracted from the reality that government, big pharma, big media are in cahoots with one another to promote an agenda to disarm you based on, some might call it false flag events. I'm not going to go that far. I don't know what this is, but I will call it a psychiatric event, another psychiatric event. And there should be hearings. You want hearings? Have hearings on the psychiatric drugs and their relationship to these shootings. Now you're getting somewhere. Now you'd be getting somewhere. If you want to ask me questions, you can always do it live on the air, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or leave a message 24-7. When we're off the air, we can play it back. We have the technology. We have the capability to do so. Or you can go to robertscottbell.com and just ask a question there. You will be in a perpetual state of, what is it called when you haven't approved a message? It's like pending or something. But I will read them.
Unmoderated, yeah.
Unmoderated, right? Because I'm told not to moderate them, just leave them there. That's fine. But I do read them, and those that I can get back to soon, I will. Some of them, sometimes I email and contact you. You know who
well,
you are.
On that note, yeah. Why don't we go ahead and get some right now?
You think so?
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Well, as long as you're asking questions, we might be doling out some answers. This one's from Carol. She says she's a licensed professional counselor. I recently attended a training where the trainer discussed the presence of petroleum in vitamins and how unless it was a vitamin proved not to have petroleum, there was no point in taking the vitamins. I have several students with Asperger's, autism, ADHD, etc. He was stating that taking vitamins would have no real effect due to the petroleum in the vitamin. However, he did not mention which brand of vitamin did not have petroleum. So I went home and did the experiment he asked me, which was to place the vitamins in the oven at 350 for 20 minutes. The only vitamin, the only vitamin did not have black specks on them was the calcium, and the vitamin C had some black specks. The other vitamins, I've never heard this experiment. Have you, Super Don? Let's put your vitamins in the...
That's a new one to me.
In the oven. The other vitamins turn completely black. Can you tell me if this is true or is it another fad? What do you mean? Put it, which part? The vitamins in the oven turning black or the vitamins made with petroleum? Not only for my own consumption of vitamins, but also the other children I work with. I do not want to recommend something I cannot see in writing or research. This is the first time I've heard of this. Thank you for your prompt response, Carol. Well, Carol, in Unlock the Power to Heal, TMB and RSB, RSB is me, TMB is Ty Bollinger, we go into the fact that a vast majority of vitamin supplements on the market are actually petroleum-derived, coal tar-derived, in fact. So the black specks sort of make sense when you think about coal tar. Maybe that's what they put in the Burger King bun, coal tar. Now, that doesn't explain the greening of the poo, though. But the reality is, even the ones that say, you know, in a food base, right, they'll often add, let's say, synthetic vitamins on some food. Like they'll throw in a cherry juice concentrate or we've got some spirulina in this one. But the rest of it is synthetic chemicals, okay, that is derived in a lab from coal tar or some petroleum derivative. So it is true, Carol, what this guy or gal was saying, the trainer. Now, the question on whether to test them by putting them in at 350, you're going to destroy whole food vitamins by doing that because part of the beauty of whole food vitamins is they're not cooked, they're grown. And you are actually concentrating the actual nutrients in a food state, not artificially in, let's say, pretending because we got some spirulina and we'll throw some synthetic vitamins on top of that. And if you're a new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Carol, which you may be for asking that question, you can go to Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com because he carries only the whole food variety of supplementation. No coal tar, no petroleum byproducts, that kind of thing. Innate response formula is what we've been using for years here. Jonathan is at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Very easy. This, you know, it almost reminds me, let's put Mr. Hamster in the microwave. Remember that takeoff on Mr. Rogers? Let's put your vitamins in the oven.
No.
Yeah, pop goes the weasel. No, don't do it. Don't do it. And if you have a microwave in your house, by the way, unplug it and use it to store your home-baked bread or something else. But don't ever use it, unless it's just a timer. Ours was a glorified timer. All right, number two on the list of questions tonight. This is from Sarah H. Hey, Dr. Robert, on my travels this weekend, the cover of Time magazine caught my eye. See, this is, you didn't know this, it was the third Time article, because we got a third one coming. It was only the second. She's referencing another one, so it's third. Time magazine caught my eye. It read, "What if I decided to just do nothing? : Breast cancer's new frontier." All right, so you're thinking, oh, they're going to open up the reality that not doing radiation surgery and the chemotherapy might actually be good for you. So hoping for the best, this is Sarah now saying, I purchased and read the cover story, which turned out to be a complete crapshoot. No pun intended, she didn't know we were going to talk about crap tonight. Doctors admitting, breast cancer patients are being overtreated was nice to finally hear, but not a single mention of a nutritional or detox approach. How very disappointing. But you know how it goes. It's all about the drugs, no nature. Oh, Sarah H. remembers that, doesn't she? In the recycling, she's recycling the issue, of course, to put it in the recycling bin. That's good. So very interesting that Time magazine is acknowledging that there may be options other than these big three. But when it comes to the options, we will not mention them except to say, hey, maybe you can do nothing. But we wouldn't want to say you could take selenium. We wouldn't want to say you could do carnivora. We certainly wouldn't want you to know about Doc Newsom's fulvic acid for detoxification. We don't want you to know about cancer. Well, we do want you to know about cancer. We just don't want you to know what causes it and what you can do to undo it. We want you to remain in a state of, I don't know what to do. Somebody save me. And, of course, that's the opposite of what's going to happen in a global quest, the truth about cancer, which starts up in about a week or less. It's coming up very quickly. Go and link and click the link at the show notes. There's a big picture of Ty Bollinger. You'll see it there at robertscottbell.com, and you'll get in for free. And you will see things that Time magazine will never cover until they get owned by jonathan@choosetobehealthy.com. And by that time, you're buying so many whole food supplements, I don't think Time magazine is relevant anymore. So this, by the way, Sarah wrote this last week. I'm just now getting to it because she said, have a fun weekend at the homeoprophylaxis seminar. And we did. We had a great time. And, in fact, we've got more coming for you this week. In fact, next hour when we have Paul Barretero joining me on an interview of Dr. Harry van der Zee from the Netherlands. And he's a real medical doctor who's using homeopathy. Bring out the Woo-meisters, right? And he's using it in Africa in helping patients overcome AIDS and malaria. Yeah, no synthetic toxins for that doctor. Very, very cool. So, Super Don, let's see. Did we transition well enough away that I don't have to mention excretory jokes anymore?
You know what, though? Here's the thing. You're talking about trying to get away from talking about it by talking about it. So you're kind of...
Bringing it back in.
I caught you in a paradox there. You know, listen, ever since you read that interesting part of that question having to do with putting vitamins in the oven,
yes.
I was doing a little digging here. And believe it or not, I've got an article from back in 2011 where these people, Lori Tubbs, she's the Navy's nutritionist for the SEAL teams. She did a test, and she was testing all these different vitamins and supplements and stuff, and she actually came across in her test, she calls it just a popular children's vitamin, and she was running this test, and according to her, this popular children's vitamin actually caught fire in a broiler oven because there was so much petroleum in them.
That's what I'm thinking.
So the Flintstones burst into flames, I guess.
Well, here's what I want you to teach your kid to say when he or she is offered a Flintstone vitamin.
No.
That's right. What are you going to say? You're going to say?
No.
Exactly. It's so simple. We've talked about learning from our children. They know it better than we do when it comes to what we say to government.
No.
Exactly. What do we say to big media?
No.
What do we say
say about coffee enemas?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Okay, Rob. We gave little Super Don a chance there. Okay, that was cute. You. Very cute. All right. Well, if not coffee enemas, then how about a green tea enema? I mean, as long as we're keeping the green thing going and you're not going to do wheatgrass.
Yeah.
No? Silence?
I was waiting for the kids to say, yay.
But no, we were not going to go with yay with that one. Listen, okay. We found actually a decent sushi place in Dallas one evening, and I had some green tea, which was really authentic green tea. And I only drank like a quarter of a teacup, and I didn't sleep well that whole night. It was potent. Just to let you know, if you're sensitive to caffeine, that's what normally happens. If your adrenals are burned out like Super Don's, you'll sleep like a baby or Jerry Doyle's. Just saying.
How do you know my adrenals are burned out?
Because you can drink a cup of coffee before going to bed and sleep just fine.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. 5-hour energy drink is a nightcap. Yeah.
It's a nightcap. Oy vey. Oy vey. Hey, upcoming events. We got some upcoming events in the show notes. You'll see we just did the Dallas event, and there'll be videos available of all the presentations, and we'll let you know when we find them. Also, the United States Health Freedom Congress is coming up. Diane Miller, my hero, and many others. Brian Hooker is the keynote speaker at that event. We'll talk about the CDC whistleblower and a whole lot more. It's the 18th, 19th, and 20th in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and St. Paul. And then live at Abby's Health and Nutrition in Tampa, the 29th of October. That's a Thursday evening later this month. And I believe the 7th of November, if that is a Saturday, Super Don, we'll be back at Vitality Bistro, an afternoon lecture, 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Get some good organic raw food in your belly. And they even have organic coffee, so Super Don is definitely welcome.
Woo-hoo!
All right.
I'll be there.
Yes. When we come back, we are going to talk about something the skeptics need to know about.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS.
Get on board with the tax admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometime. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the tax admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sometimes he's nutty, sometimes he's corny. He can be brown or greenish brown. But if you eat fiber on Christmas Eve, he might come to your town. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo. He loves me, I love you. Therefore, vicariously, he loves you.
I can make a Mr. Hanky too.
Okay, that about wraps it up for tonight. I think we can sign off. No. We're just getting warmed up.
A little early Christmas spirit there.
We're just getting warmed up, aren't we? We've got a great hour coming up, in fact, from the homeoprophylaxis seminar. We've got a medical doctor who does a lot of great work in Africa for malaria, AIDS, and more with homeopathy. And I've asked Paul Barrichero because it's going to get into some vitamin L topics, which I love, you love, we love, we love it all. And we're going to do that next hour. But for now, let's do one more story related to vaccines. When is a banana like a skep duck? Or no, wait, that's not the question I'm supposed to ask.
Oh, this is a
vaccine? Yeah, I know. How is a vaccine like a banana? And why that's good? Of course, we've got the skep ducks going, oh my gosh, the anti-vax crowd, they're all saying, read the fine print on the vaccine packages. Okay, let's do that. So they're doing a bait and switch here. The opening paragraph lists some things that are hard to pronounce. 2-methylbutylaldehyde. No, butyraldehyde. There you go. Ethyl ethanoate. Tocopherol. Alpha-terpene. You know, I mean, basically, they're saying, oh, look at all these crazy, scary names. Guess what? It's in a banana. It's in a blueberry. It's in eggs, too. And their argument here, they're saying, well, the anti-vaxxers are all misconceiving chemistry, because everything's chemistry. Except what they neglect to acknowledge is that there is chemistry in the natural world, and there is chemistry that is altered for the purposes of injection. That man puts things together in different ways than they've ever been put together before. And if you, let's say, do these skeptics believe in evolution, or what do they believe in terms of their scientific claim?
No, they are anti-creationist. Okay. They're for the most part atheists.
So they're Darwinists, right? They're Darwinists.
Evolution is what
okay.
happens.
All right, so let's think about this, right? It takes, according to them, millions of years to make these evolutionary changes for survival, the survival of the fittest. And I want you to explain to me, you skip ducks, and this author of this article, Jeffrey Kluger, on vaccines, trying to diss the so-called anti-vax crowd for not wanting to inject toxic heavy metals into their little babies. How long does it take to make an evolutionary leap to deal with a new synthetic chemical that has never before ever been in the environment anywhere? Not to be inhaled or ingested, but to be injected into the body of an innocent human or animal. And you tell me how what you're saying is legitimate. Oh, well, because you can say the actual chemical names of what a constituent in a blueberry is, and they're hard to pronounce, that means people who question what you inject in people via vaccination is a null and void argument. Did I get that sort of right, Super Don? Am I on the right track here?
Yes, and what they're doing is they're going for two different things in this article. Number one, they're trying to attack the appeal to nature, which is one of the fallacies that we've talked about a long time, you know, many times, where people, they feel that because it's natural, it's better than if it's man-made. And, you know, listen, in a lot of cases, it is. I mean, you can't say that it's not.
But yeah, just look at the Burger King Black Whopper.
That bun. Well, yeah,
right.
Not
in nature. I'm just saying.
The other thing that they're going for in this is they're trying to bring up something that's called it's a fallacy called the personal incredulity fallacy, and basically that means that because there's something that is difficult to understand and it must not be true, that's considered a fallacy. And so, you know, people, they went after the food babe on this, where she was like, oh, look, there's this chemical and it's, you know, this big name and stuff like that. So that must
be. Well, it was basically a yoga mat chemical.
You know what?
Like we eat yoga mat chemical.
Just because it's got a big name does not mean it's bad. But, yeah, listen, let's be fair. Just because, and this is, I mean, I pose this question to somebody who's a skeptic or a skeptic, because I'm a skeptic. A skeptic.
Right.
Okay. Is it not fair to say, then, that just because you don't understand the science behind homeopathy does not mean it's not true?
Oh, you're calling them out on that again. Another fallacy. That's the homeopathic fallacy for them.
That's true. You don't understand it, so that means that what? That it's not real. That's what they're doing.
Not real.
They're saying
that's what they're doing.
Right?
Ethyl mercury, they say, is fine because it's methyl mercury that's the bad stuff, so we inject that. Also, they have a great thing to say about aluminum. Aluminum is awesome. Even less of a worry, they say. So you can tell this is a very scientifically invested article, not. But that's Time Magazine for you.
Just stay away from the ethyl merman. Ethyl merman is pretty bad, too.
Ethyl merman mercury. No, that's bad for ethyl merman's memory. We don't want to do that. Hey, y'all, thanks for being with us. We got a whole other hour, and man, oh, man, is it going to be awesome. We're going to, teach you how to heal from things that are not supposed to be recoverable from. With homeopathy, yes, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show. If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.